Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body, everywhere I go.
This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. And this is Kingdom Key Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing great. Hallelujah. We are just going to go right in. Ask God to help us. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we bless your name. Spirit of living God, strengthen us. We are here, teach us in Christ Jesus. Amen. I have a brand new topic today, what God does in our situation. And we are hearing what is going on in the news. Excuse me. We are seeing the cases of COVID-19, coronavirus, going high every day, especially in some parts of the United States. So it's a crisis situation.
And we see that it's not changing, but it's increasing. So what do we need to do? We need to recognize the power of the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, to follow guidelines, policies, procedures, in wherever your nations has given to you. Please, let's follow the rules, let's follow the policies, let's follow the regulations and the guidelines they have put forth in your area. If they say wear mask, please, let's wear mask. Let's do our best and let God do his own as well. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is a crisis situation, and we've seen many places like that in history where God does things and change that situation. A situation that was very impossible to man, God changed it to glorify his name. And God can do it again, our new dispensation. So today, I believe I wanted to just encourage ourselves today with the word of God, with Luke chapter 22, from verse 39 to 46. When you open to this book, Luke chapter 22, from verse 39, you will see there the prayer in the garden, the prayer of Jesus Christ in the garden. So let's go in and read what the scripture is saying. Hallelujah. Okay. So Luke chapter 22, from verse 39. Okay. So I read, and he came out and went as he went, as he was what? To the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also follow him. That means as he was accustomed to. Say as he what in the Old Testament. I mean, in the New Old King James, it's a custom. That is what? That is as the custom, as the manner. Okay? To the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also follow him. Verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed. I'm kind of drawn to that word withdrawn. That is, he went with Peter, James, John, and they are now four. So they are now in the place of prayer. Still, he withdrew himself from the three of them. Meaning there is a time where you still we have to pray. It's you and your father. Because there is a crisis we go through sometimes. Nobody else will go with us into that crisis. It is you and your crisis. You might have parents, you might have brothers, you might have people who loved us so much, but still, it is you with your crisis. It is Jesus with his crisis now. The reality has set in. It has gone to the place of Gethsemane with his three loved disciples, out of the 12 disciples, he chose these three to go and pray. Still, it was still him and the Father. A loneliness that set in. People might be around, but still, there will still be a loneliness that set in, because when we get into God, there's loneliness that happens when you become more into God. It kind of separates us, kind of separates you from others, because you are now getting closer and closer and closer to him. So he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Verse 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening who? Jesus. So an angel appeared unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And verse 44 says, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. That is, this is an agony. This is a time of anguish. It's a time of pain. It's a time of struggle. It's a time of crisis. It's a time of difficult situation. What did he, Jesus, did? He gave up. No. He quit. No. He said, I have prayed, I have done this. God is not answering. Then he slept or he complained. No. He prayed more earnestly. He prayed more earnestly. Isn't that amazing? Earnestly. You know, Christ is our example. It's our example. Again, 44. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. That is in other translation, in expanded the Bible, expanded book, it said that is 43. The expanded says, being full of pain, in agony, that is in anguish, Jesus even harder. I love this even. Jesus prayed even harder, not just harder, even harder. Hallelujah. So I believe this will encourage us, whatever crisis we are going through, whatever situation, whatever circumstances, is gearing us to even pray harder. To give up. Giving up means the situation has won. The victory is theirs. The victory is enemy. They have won. They have defeated us. But we cannot be defeated if we have him. We cannot quit if we have him. We cannot be weaned or weak or fiddled or just give up if we have him. Jesus believed that he has the Father. He was himself and the Father, and he was praying earnestly. This is the guy who always says, whatever I hear from the Father, that is what I say. Whatever the Father do, that is what I do. And now is a time of prayer. And he still was praying even harder. He has a relationship with the Father. He will not do anything that his Father has not asked him to do. And he does perfectly all what the Father does. And yet, a crisis situation came to him. He did not complain. He did not criticize. He just simply took his men and said, let's go and seek the face of God. Crisis situations were still battling him. And did he give up? No. Pray even harder. And he was just like amazed. You are my followers. You are still sleeping? Rise up. Let's pray. Hallelujah. So that's verse 44. He said, being full of pain in agony on anguish, Jesus prayed even harder. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. You can see the intensity of the prayer. You can see the energy, the strength. And that is as a result of the strengthening that he received on that verse 43. So whatever we are going through, God has already strengthened us in the light of where we are today. When we refer back to our forefathers, look at their history. We can take history. Look at the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said they will not bow down to their Nebuchadnezzar God. No. They threw them into the fiery furnace. How about the Daniel in the lion's den? How about Joseph? How about David? How about Samson? How about Peter? How about Paul, and so on and so forth. These are men that knew the power of the Holy Spirit. They knew that the grace of God is sufficient for them, and whatever the situation, the strength will be made perfect in that situation. It could be weaknesses, it could be infirmities, it could be sicknesses, it could be all kinds of crises. Like now, we are having COVID-19 cases everywhere. But I believe that the strength of God is made perfect in that weakness. You might be diagnosed positive in COVID-19. I believe the God that we serve today, His Spirit will strengthen you so that you will be able to go through. That is, if we allow Him. That is giving ourselves to Him, trusting in Him, following Him, walking in Him. He will help us go through. It's, you know, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, he said that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened. You know that word strengthening? It's used just only two times, strengthening. It's used only two times, and it means to invigorate. That is to strengthen, to invigorate. That is strengthening him. The angel came to strengthen him. That is strengthening him. It was strengthening him. Now, to invigorate is a verb that means to give strength. And strength on its own is a Greek word that means force or power. That is dynamis. To revitalize, that is to invigorate, means to revitalize, to energize, to refresh, to revive, to rejuvenate, and so on and so forth. You know, he is the one that will deliver us from the power of the devil. He is the one that will deliver us, or he has delivered us from all kinds of powers of enemy. And it is him we place our hope. Hallelujah. You know, in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, he said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Without the strength of God, we are not able to. That shows the importance we must attach to the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. It will strengthen me to go through all the situations that will come. Be good, be it in crisis situation, in difficult situation, in hard times, good times. The Holy Spirit will strengthen us so that we are able to do all things through Christ, which strengthen us. You know, he is the one that will strengthen us with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You remember when Paul wrote Timothy, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17, he was saying, he said, "Notwithstanding what was going on, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." How was that done? By the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is still at work today in our era. it has never ceased. The power of the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in our heart. Ephesians 3:17. We are to embrace Him. We are to love Him. We are to respect Him and honor Him. And He is with us to strengthen us with all might by His Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Peter also said his own in the first book of Peter, chapter 5, verse 10. He said, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while." It is a suffering that will come